Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation. Only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So this is, well, you're just going to love this. I think this is very interesting. We've arranged for Naeem Green to be on the program with us, and he is I love his title of his profession, a serial entrepreneur. He's been involved with a lot of different things. And one of his latest projects, he's got a book coming out shortly that is called Credit Score Dating, the Phenomenon of the Sexiness of Credit. Naeem, welcome to the program.
Thank you, David. Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. Did I get the name of the book right?
It's Credit Score Dating, the Phenomenon, the Sexiness of Credit.
All right, you said it so well. All right, excellent. And a couple of things for our listeners. DaydreamingMogul.com is a website to get more information, and also GreenWalkMediaGroup.com. Now, Naeem, I've got to get right to it so people understand what we're going to talk about here. Credit score and dating. I'm fascinated by this concept because, you know, the traditional view, or I guess maybe it's a bit of the romance of dating, or the romance of the romantic ideas involving dating, is that you marry or date for, you follow your passions, you marry for love, and, you know, you figure out the finances later, and but you're in it together against the world, and whatever bad things have happened financially, to whichever, you overcome them because you just can't live without each other.
Well,
that's the conventional view of dating, right?
Yeah, well,
so money, but what you're saying then is, but it's not exactly that, and then credit scores and money and all this is becoming a much more bigger part of it.
That's true. That is true. Unfortunately, we've been faced with a lot of different things as a whole, as a nation, and just, you know, in our economy. And so naturally, you know, when it comes to dating, we have to be smarter, you know, when we look to qualify our mates, just because, you know, dating is so serious when you're looking for a life partner. When you look to face, you know, these things that can happen in the economy, you want to make sure that you have somebody who's financially fit or who's financially responsible, you know, just as, you know, to match your financial responsibility as well, too, or your financial acumen.
Boy, I tell you what, that is a provocative thought, because a lot of folks would say, but, you know, let's use the traditional, you know, man-woman relationship, and you know, the woman says, "Oh, he's just so funny. He's good looking. He drives a great car. He's just so mysterious and interesting." And but if the credit score's in the tank, she might be wise to think twice.
Yeah, I mean, David, a lot of times this question comes up.
Yeah.
Pardon me, and I throw the question out there. So let's say you have a set of identical twins,
yep.
And you know, they look the same, they act the same in so many ways, but one has a credit score of, say, about 400, and one has a credit score of 800. Who would you be inclined to date? You know, it's just one of those things. I mean, because, you know, when you look at a serious relationship, you're looking at someone who you can, you know, go and buy the house with, that, you know, you can get the best rates on your cars and your credit cards, and if, God forbid, something happens, would have access to, you know, lines of credit and what have you. And it's just, you know, from my experience of being a lender, I've underwritten for, you know, mortgages and credit cards and things as well,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
And too many times I've had to sit on the other side of that table where one of the people in the relationship, you know, that was just like, it was a shock to me, it was a shock to that other party, you know,
yeah.
because they did not have that conversation.
About that. That's interesting. That's very interesting. If you're just joining us, Naeem has joined us. He is our serial entrepreneur. He is the daydreamingmogul.com. Greenwalkmediagroup.com is the website. And we're talking about the, well, finances and credit scores and how they're involved with dating. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read, you'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Naeem Green is on the line with me, and the book coming out is Credit Score Dating, The Phenomenon, The Sexiness of Credit. All right, so back to your analogy, Naeem, before the break, you mentioned, a man has, he's got two choices. He's got the identical twin ladies that he might date, and you said one might have the 400 credit score, and the one might have the 800. Otherwise, they are very similar. Which one would he date? I'm going to throw you a curveball just to keep this interesting, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think the importance of knowing the credit score, I think that's very interesting. I think it's provocative, and I think that's probably part of the evolution of dating. I think the answer to the preference is going to depend on the other person. Because, you know, in a lot of ways, I'm sure you're very familiar with people dating, you know, outside of their standing or their social class.
Mm-hmm.
And there might be a man that says, I see the two twins, but you know, the one with the low credit score, I think I'll take her because she is going to appreciate me more than the one with the 800. And I'm just playing a little bit of devil's advocate there. And of course, somebody else that is much more, you know, maybe thinking more, they're more logically is going to say, no, an easy question. I'll take the one with the 800. But the fact that you are bringing this out, I think, is really interesting. So is this kind of like, hey, I'd like to see you again. What's your number? Well, maybe we're asking for a telephone number, but we're also asking for a credit score. So is there a tactful way to get into a conversation like this about finances?
Well, that's kind of why our site, creditscoredating.com, is really useful, because that kind of breaks the ice, right?
Oh, cool.
So when people go on to our site, you can, set up a profile, put your score range on there, if you so choose, build your profile, and then you look for, people with scores that you would like. You know, just like you may want someone who's 6'2", athletically built, but you may want someone that's also in the range of 720 to 800 as well. You can find them on my site. So that way, that ice is already broken. You can already start that conversation through your beginning interaction.
That's pretty right. Clever. well, I pull up the website while you were describing it. It's creditscoredating.com. Love, money, and marriage, and dating. That's very fascinating stuff. So, again, this is where it's all very subjective, and it's about what somebody's looking for, because somebody might want to be more, I guess what I'm getting at, the devil advocacy here, Naeem, is that somebody might also want not necessarily somebody below them in terms of credit score, but they might want somebody that's more similar to them, as opposed to say, good grief, I don't want to marry somebody that's going to always be harassing me about my finances or my budget. I want somebody kind of like me.
And that's true, David. Like that conversation's come up too. Like as we explore this, and as my partner and I have begun to write the book and everything, we've really explored our member base and just the whole concept and what people who really date based on credit, what they look for. So you have a couple of different people. Like I have a member who I converse with from time to time, and he explained to me. He said, "Listen, I do not want someone with perfect credit." I said, "Why? I mean, isn't that like the whole point of credit score dating?" He said, "No." He said, a person with perfect credit for me is a person who's going to try to control my entire life. He said, that person to have perfect credit has, he said, they're going to be thing that I do as well, too.
Isn't that interesting?
So I was like, wow, that's crazy. And then now you have some people who do have perfect credit who want people who do have, who have less than perfect credit, let's say. And their rationale behind that was they want to be able to help. Those are your nurturers. Those are your ones who want to.
They want to find that diamond in the rough.
Yeah. You know. And then a lot of people ask. They say, "Well, if someone goes on your site and has poor credit, they're not going to get dates at all." That's wrong. I mean, it's people who have these scores. Their personalities tend to come out a little more. They have the story to explain it, people who come to our site, like, if they didn't care about their credit, they wouldn't sign up for, creditscoredating.com. You know, the fact that they're truthful and they're forward about their low score, it's the story as to how they got there, and they're trying to get back there. And they tend to find people who either have a similar score, or they've had a similar score, and they've increased their score. So it's kind of weird, but it makes perfect sense. It's like organized chaos.
Yeah.
To me, anyway.
I love it. I think it's clever, and I've got more questions for you. But let's take a quick break. Naeem Green is our guest today, ladies and gentlemen. DaydreamingMogul.com, GreenwaldMediaGroup.com, and another one we'll throw at you, which we just were talking about, CreditScoreDating.com. All right. Hold right there, Naeem. We'll be right back.
Okay.
What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Naeem Green is on the line with me, and we're talking about credit scores and dating. That last website was creditscoredating.com. Okay, so I got like three more questions for you that came to my head while we're on the break there, Naeem. okay, so the first question is, which I'm sure a lot of people would ask you get this probably all the time, is the credit score you put in, that's a self-reported number?
That is.
Okay, so you have to then, I guess, realize if you're going to a site like that or you're I guess it's a starting point, and then if somebody's serious, they can say, "Well, if that really matters, then I'm gonna need to see some ID. Okay, I'm gonna have to see some proof, because I can imagine that some people that are maybe they're putting that out there for whatever reason to attract somebody, and the thing that Lisa, my technology director here and running the board, she said on the break, she said, I'll bet you some people even will put it, maybe somebody that's very wealthy. And or somebody that just has a very good credit might go putting their number in a little lower to avoid being targeted in what they might think is the wrong reason.
Absolutely.
This is fascinating stuff.
Yeah. I mean, a couple of things. We can't go and pull credit because of, SCRA. Right. We don't, have permissible purposes. But we are working on some changes to the site and working with some third-party partners and things
like
that
cool.
to do a validation thing. But
that's very good.
The other thing you have to remember is we're a dating site just like any other dating site. So I can go onto one of our competitor sites and I can say that I'm, 6'5", and I'm, look like, Michael Jordan in his prime or whatever the case may be. But, when you see me in person, of course I look nothing like that. So, you have to use a little... You have to use a little honesty there, and you have to be, on the receiving end, you have to use a little common sense and just kind of, look at, who you're talking to and ask some of those qualifying questions. And we put some of those qualifying questions in the profile as well, too. So it's kind of geared to, the person, I don't want to say financially savvy, but that's based around credit score dating and your credit and financial responsibility. The other thing is the whole goal of credit score dating is to really start the conversation.
Right.
Because I being a lender in the lending field, through all of it, credit cards, mortgages, car loans, I've seen it, and it's nothing worse than people who are not matched in, or people who are matched up in their ignorance to the, you know, how things work, credit and what have you. And it's one of those situations where, unfortunately, a 400 and a 400 is not going to make an 800. And the worst time to find that out is when you're trying to get a credit, emergency credit line increase during, like, Hurricane Sandy up here, up in the Jersey area.
Yeah.
You know. But if you can, you know, I'm just saying, just, you know, some of these goals that we have in relationships. Yes, I want to have, you know, a house and 2.3 kids, the white picket fence. Why not say, I want to have, you know, a financially sound relationship with someone. I want us to have financial goals together. You know, I want us to make sure that our debt load is okay and manageable. You know, I want someone who spends, you know, not above our means, and, you know, that type of thing. Have that conversation along with the other conversation. So that's what we aim to start with this.
I think it's fascinating. I think it's a breath of fresh air for people, and one more way of definitely looking at the dating and the relationships. And you know, you mentioned it as an icebreaker. It's just, boy, it's an icebreaker. It's an icebreaker with an ice pick, huh? getting it started. But let's do this. To grab one more quick break, and I've got another good question for you. Naeem Green is on the line with us. He is a serial entrepreneur, daydreamingmogul.com, greenwalkmediagroup.com, creditscoredating.com, and the book coming out, Credit Score Dating, The Phenomenon, The Sexiness of Credit. Stay right there.
If you had a serious health issue, wouldn't you want a second opinion? Is your financial well-being any different? Make sure your retirement plan is the best it can be for your situation. An independent financial advisor can review key elements like stock market exposure, diversification, and fees. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Naeem Green is on the line with us. We're talking about credit scores and dating. So the question I wanted to get to, Naeem, is how much do you see or hear or kind of feedback you get from the subscribers, members on your creditscoredating.com site and from other research you've done? How much, when people are looking at the credit score and a potential partner, how much of that is maybe not for all the things we were talking about before the break about all these very good reasons, and it's simply a matter of somebody looking for a sugar mama or sugar daddy?
So the people who are actually looking for, you know, your sugar mamas and your sugar daddies, they tend to get sought out relatively quickly. You know, because we're, okay, I have no problem saying that we're the little engine that could amongst our competitors.
Yeah,
I think we were in another article. We were like, they put us up like our little 20,000 members up against like 1.9 million members with one of our competitors, which is fine to me, you know. But what tends to happen is that you know, these our members, they go and try the big guys, and they wind up coming to us. And they say the reason why they wind up coming to us is because with the big guys, they do, the big guys have a lot of those kind people, or they have people who are only there for one thing. And it's, you know, they're looking for one night love, if you catch my drift there.
Sure, sure.
You know, so by the time that they get to our site, they're, I don't want to say they're bitter, but they're more alert. And so and we built our profile questions to where, you know, if you're there just to con somebody, or you're there just to for the heck of it, you're probably worn out by the questions by then to really say if it's really worth it. So if you are there, the people who are our members, they tend to be pretty savvy and know the type of questions and the types of things to ask you to kind of weed you out. And then if you're a person who's a member that's on our site who has a lower score, they tend not to bother with you anyway, if I'm making any sense.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
So it kind of works. And it's one of these things that we tend to, we make an open forum for our members to kind of get back to us, because we need to make sure that our security is up. We want to make sure that, you know, our members feel safe, and it's one of the things that we want to constantly upgrade and make it user-friendly and make sure that everybody's having a good time and it's doing what it's supposed to do. But, you know, just to answer your original question, it's not a lot. It's not a lot of or not that at least that we've heard complaints about or heard from members that there's been a lot of con attempts, right, or scams, if you will.
Yeah, because that is one of the scams that have become, unfortunately, popular are the dating site-based scam, that they start the relationship, and then at some point, eventually, it becomes, well, I'd love to come see you. You know, send me a cashier's check, and I'll be right down.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm sure you've heard it all.
Yeah, and we in our team, once we get alert of something like that just doesn't make sense, we A, ban that member and revoke them from the site, and B, we send an alert out to our members as well.
Very good. Well, that's excellent. And that's what people need. They need to be looked out for. Because now the other thing, which is, of course, we've talked about this all from a reasoning and logic standpoint, based on, Naeem, what you've seen and what you're hearing from your members on the creditscoredating.com site. This is a good one. Is credit, good credit, sexy?
Yes, good credit is very sexy because security is sexy. Okay, so when you feel as though, you know, if from a man's point of view, I'll speak, from my personal point of view, my woman, if she's able to, you know, be secure in her own independence within our relationship, and I know that if there's something wrong or something that goes, you know, unfortunately, she can handle it on her own. That's sexy to me. If there's something that, you know, when she wants to go out and do something for the kids or do something for me as a surprise, and she has no trouble doing it at all because she's secure in her own finances or she's secure in her own credit, that's sexy to me. Security is just sexy. You know, independence is sexy. So it all comes back to why good credit would be sexy. You know, if you get into bad credit, it's not sexy to pay 23% on a new car, you know, a car loan.
You got that right.
Or pay, you know, for a $100,000 mortgage, you paying a mortgage payment of something you would see on MTV Cribs.
Yeah.
That's not sexy at all. Intelligence is sexy. You know, and intelligence is financial responsibility, taking care of, you know, what you're supposed to take care of. And that's one of the things that my mom and my dad and my family, the older folks in my family and my life, has said, always told me, Naeem, take care of your business. Take care of your business. And as I got older, you know, the ladies in my life, they will always say, you're sexy because you take care of your business. So we bring it right back to that question. Good credit is sexy because you're taking care of your business. So that's sexy.
That's pretty cool. Say it one more time. Say sexy. You make it sound good, Naeem. You make it sound good. That's really, this is cool stuff, and I think people need to take a look at this this whole area different. I can tell you, you know, just, you know, as my work as a financial planner, you know, I do a lot of work with couples, and I see kind of the other side of this, Naeem, and you know, there are times that money is a real source of conflict. So you're kind of catching it on the front end, you know, to make this a point of conversation, which, you know, coming out of the greatest recession since the Depression, it's really much more top of mind for people.
Yeah, it has to be. I have a member who, she says that, you know, she's on our site now because she got divorced because her husband had all of this debt that she didn't know about. And she said, I said, so was the debt the problem that caused the divorce? She said, no, the reason that he was in debt was the reason for divorce. I said, well, what was the reason for the debt? He had a gambling problem.
Wow.
And she said, if we'd have had that conversation before we decided to get married, we probably would have never got married, or it would have been something that I could have helped him with, or at least tried to. And this, again, goes back to why we wanted to start this conversation. You know
excellent.
What I mean?
Excellent, excellent. Good stuff. Naeem Green, serial entrepreneur. He's got a lot going on. You can tell, daydreamingmogul.com, greenwalkmediagroup.com, creditscoredating.com. Naeem, that's all the time we've got, but man, what a great subject.
Thank you, David.
You keep doing it, man. You keep doing it, and we'll stay in touch, okay?
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.